Disc 5.
And when I raised myself to look at the man who'd spoken, I had a feeling of leaving my misery behind me there on the stone wall. I'll be happy to describe him for you, but I can think of only one way to do it, by telling you about a certain tree that stood at the edge of the sea cliffs in Yoroido. This tree was as smooth as driftwood because of the wind, and when I was a little girl of 4 or 5, I found a man's face on it one day. That is to say, I found a smooth patch as broad as a plate with 2 sharp bumps at the outside edge for cheekbones. They cast shadows, suggesting eye sockets, and beneath the shadows rose a gentle bump of a nose. The whole face tipped a bit to one side, gazing at me quizzically. It looked to me like a man with as much certainty about his place in this world as a tree has. Something about it was so meditative, I imagined I'd found the face of a Buddha. The man who'd addressed me there on the street had this same kind of broad, calm face, and what was more, his features were so smooth and serene, I had the feeling he'd go on standing there calmly until I wasn't unhappy any longer. He was probably about 45 years old, with gray hair combed straight back from his forehead, but I couldn't look at him for long. He seemed so elegant to me that I blushed and looked away. 2 younger men stood at one side of him. A geisha stood to the other. I heard the geisha say to him quietly, "Why, she's only a maid. Probably she stubbed her toe while running an errand. I'm sure someone will come along to help her soon."
"I wish I had your faith in people, Izuku-san," said the man.
"The show will be starting in only a moment. Really, Chairman, I don't think you should waste any more time." While running errands in Gion, I'd often heard men addressed by titles like department head or occasionally vice president, but only rarely had I heard the title chairman. Usually, the men addressed as chairman had bald heads and frowns and swaggered down the street with groups of junior executives scurrying behind. This man before me was so different from the usual chairman that even though I was only a little girl with limited experience of the world, I knew his company couldn't be a terribly important one. A man with an important company wouldn't have stopped to talk to me.
"You're trying to tell me it's a waste of time to stay here and help her?" said the chairman.
"Oh, no," the geisha said. "It's more a matter of having no time to waste. We may be late for the first scene already."
"Now, Izuku-san, surely at some time you yourself have been in the same state this little girl is in. You can't pretend the life of a geisha is always simple. I should think you, of all people,